Ralphie Radio Show. Hey, we are recapping the week that was. Life and Style Weekly and Events Editor Juliet Eason checking in from New York. Hi, Juliet.
Hi. Happy Friday.
Yes. Happy Friday. Friday. Got to get down on Friday. Okay. Courtney and Scott, now the next Kardashian couple to have some issues. Kim already going through the divorce. And now, did Scott cheat on Courtney, Juliet?
I mean, can you even believe all the Kardashian madness that's happening? I think next week we're going to see something happen with Khloe and Lamar the way everything's going, right?
Right? Yeah.
So, yes, Life and Style dropped a bombshell this week. Scott Disick did have an affair of sorts with Kristen Cavallari while he and Courtney were on a break back in 2009. And what's most interesting about this is that Kristen was good friends with Scott, good friends with Courtney. Obviously, she dated Courtney's stepbrother, Brody, for quite some time. So they were almost like family. So I think that sort of twists the knife just a little bit more for Courtney.
Is Courtney going to act on this? Is there a divorce in the near future? What's going to happen with them?
There's definitely some tension, and obviously that's part of the reason why Scott wasn't allowed to go to any dancing tapings, because Kristen was there as well as Rob Kardashian, and
right.
Courtney didn't want them in the same place. But she understands it was 2 years ago. It was before they had a child together, so they are still trying to make it work.
We're talking with Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Jennifer Lopez out of a marriage. She's trying to make it work with a new, younger man. Right, Juliet?
Much younger. He's only 24, in fact.
Wow,
he's one of her backup dancers. And his name is Casper Smart, which I think is pretty fabulous. So she likes him because he's, you know, a bright young thing. He loves dancing just like she does. He has great abs. And he's also a way for her to make Mark Anthony jealous.
I guess that works as well. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Somebody else trying to make it work, Russell Brand and Katy Perry. What is the next step that now in their marriage? Because it seems like they've been on the mend for a minute.
Right. It's always rocky with them, and has been even since before they got married. Russell is quite the partier, even though he doesn't drink anymore. He's out all hours of the night, and Katie's obviously on tour all the time, so it's hard for them to find time to really connect as a couple. So they're basically on a make or break vacation right now in India, which is where they got married,
right,
on New Year's Eve in 2009. So they're really hoping that spending some time apart, having some romantic dinner dates, and staying at swanky hotels is really going to help them pull through this rough spot.
Hopefully they can talk it out and work it out. I always thought that couple was a little odd from the get-go, but hey, if they can work it, more power to them. Read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Events editor Juliet Eason. Have a great weekend.
You too.